Welcome to The Commentaries, a podcast series from TAN in which you'll learn how to read and understand history's greatest Catholic works from today's greatest Catholic scholars. In every series of The Commentaries, your expert host will be your personal guide to not just read the book, but to live the book, shining the light of its eternal truths into our modern darkness. Visit tancommentaries.com to get your copy of the book and to subscribe for access to all the great reading plans, new episodes, bonus content, and exclusive deals for listeners of The Commentaries.
Hello, and welcome back. I'm Father Edward Looney. I'm a priest of the Diocese of Green Bay, a pastor, an author, podcaster, Marian theologian, and at present, the president of the Mariological Society of America. And this is the Commentaries series on the Glories of Mary by St. Alphonsus Liguori. Today is day number 10, and we'll be covering part 1, chapter 9 and 10, O Clement, O Pious, O Sweet Virgin Mary. We'll specifically be focusing on the glorious name of Mary. But before we dive into today's text, let us together invoke the intercession of Mary by praying the Hail Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't it beautiful, that prayer of the Hail Mary? We've already reflected on kind of the latter portion of it, right? Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. But there's a beauty, too, in the very beginning. Whenever I talk about the Hail Mary, I always tell people, think about how you're greeting Our Lady. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Hail Mary, full of grace. That every time we say those words that the Archangel Gabriel said, well, now we're saying them and we're repeating them. And every time we address Our Lady in that fashion, we're reminding her of that great moment when the news of our salvation was broken to her. That she heard this angelic voice. Maybe we even begin to think, well, what did that voice of the angel sound like? We think of the Hail Mary and how it's often sung. Ave Maria. Hail Mary. We invoke that name. You know, if you go to Lourdes, for example, if you go to Fatima, during the processions, between the decades of the rosary, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria, Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. There's great beauty in these songs, right? It's us greeting Mary, us getting her attention. Hail Mary! Hail Mary! Mother of God, listen to me now. In the prayer of the Hail Mary, we also say, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. So we have the name of Jesus, and we should bow our head at the name of Jesus. But we're greeting Mary there. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, in the same words that Elizabeth greeted her. So in the first half of the Hail Mary, we are using sacred scripture to begin this dialogue with Our Lady, repeating how people spoke to her so many years ago, and now because she's assumed body and soul into heaven, we say this prayer to get her attention. And then we continue with Holy Mary, Mother of God. So we say her name again. Hail Mary, Holy Mary. Holy Mary, Mother of God, this is who you are. Pray, this is what I want you to do. There's power, really, in the name of Our Lady. Just as there's power in the name of Jesus. The second most powerful name after the name of Jesus is that of Our Lady. The saints have said as much. We can quote any number of saints, whether it would be Saint Ephrem, who says that the name of Mary is the key of the gates of heaven. That Saint Bonaventure says that Mary is the salvation of all who call upon her. O most sweet name, O Mary, what must thou thyself be, since thy name alone is thy amiable and gracious. That's from Blessed Henry Suso. So we have Bonaventure and Blessed Henry with beautiful quotes about the name of Mary. That the names of Jesus and Mary always go together. In my parish, a previous pastor would lead the O Sacrament Most Holy, O Sacrament Divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. A prayer after communion, kind of as you go to the chair, I lead the people. They always, it's Sacred Heart Parish, so they would say, Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, and everybody responds, have mercy on us. But I realize that the Sacred Heart cannot be separated from the Immaculate Heart, and because of who I am, I added, Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us. And so we're invoking Our Lady's name. Think about that prayer that Our Lady gave to Saint Catherine Labouré. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee. Again, we're saying her name, we're getting her attention, we want her to pray for us. Her name is really in chapter 9. Maybe we could just say, O Clement, O Pious, O Clement, O Loving, O Sweet Virgin Mary. That O Clement, O Loving, well, that's who Mary is. That we find refuge in her. That she sustains us by her powerful intercession. And that intercession is invoked by calling upon her name. I just always think of that beautiful passage, and most certainly I've probably already quoted it in an earlier episode, but Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, look up to the star, call out to Mary. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, in his homily in praise of the Virgin Mother, tells us that the name of Mary Maris means star. Ave Maris Stella, hail star of the ocean. That Mary's name has a meaning. But he says, look up to the star, call out to Mary in times of temptation. And, you know, the list is innumerable. In all of these things, call out, cry out, Mary! In my own spiritual life, sometimes I've done that. Mary, I need you now. Mary, Mother of God, pray for me now. That I invoke her name as intercession. In chapter 10, O Sweet Virgin Mary, this is really where we get a lot about Mary's name from St. Alphonsus Liguori. That her name brings joy to the heart. That the angels of God desire to hear her name, that her name sparks love and joy, that there's efficacy in her name, that the remembrance of her name comforts the afflicted, reminds believers, converts sinners. If I am persisting in a state of sin, and I hear the name of Our Lady, I would automatically be drawn to think of her as the sinless one. And maybe if I'm persisting in sin and I call out to Our Lady, I cry out to her, Lady Mary, help me against my sinfulness. And that we would rely on her prayers in that regard. The remembrance of her name comforts the afflicted. How many sick people take comfort in seeking Mary's prayers and intercession during their illness? That they have recourse to her, that she brings them hope. The very thought that Mary, the mother of Jesus, is praying for me. Her name, her presence, comforts the afflicted. It reminds believers. So if I hear the name of Mary, well, I remember, well, she's important because of who she is as the mother of God, the mother of Jesus, the second person of the Trinity. And she converts sinners. You know, it's been revealed to some that the name of Mary frightens the demons. If you are struggling with a sin in your life, maybe as St. Bernard says, call out to Mary. That if we're facing a temptation, I'm being tempted right now to commit some sin, Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. Pray those three Hail Marys. And hopefully as you invoke her name, because she prays before God, you will obtain deliverance from that temptation. There is power in the name of Our Lady. We as believers all have our own little personal struggles. If only we would remember the great assistance that Mary wants to offer us. That if we have recourse to her name, we can be delivered. That our God will help us because of our love for this very special woman whose name brings joy to the heart and delight to the angels and saints, whose name, when called upon, goes right to God for us. We've come to an end of today's reflection. For day number 10, as we've reflected on the glorious name of Mary. I hope that you'll join me again tomorrow. We'll be going over the section of prayers that concludes part one, devout prayers addressed by various saints to the Divine Mother. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow for that experience and that reflection. Until then, may God bless you, and Mary pray for you, now and at the hour of your death. Amen.
This has been an episode of The Commentaries, a podcast brought to you by TAN. To follow the show, study more of the greatest Catholic classics, and to support the commentaries and other great free content from TAN, visit tancommentaries.com to subscribe and use coupon code COM25 to get 25% off your next order, including The Glories of Mary and countless more spiritual works to deepen your interior life and guide you to heaven.